Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we're going to be talking about the immigration problem, which has been intentionally created by the great tax-exempt foundations. And, of course, the solution to the problem is, well, every American should carry an identification card, maybe even have a chip implanted in them. After all, how are we going to identify the illegal immigrants that our government is intentionally encouraged to come into this country? The president has said that he's totally against amnesty. He just wants all the illegal immigrants who've come in here to be able to stay and become citizens. He's in favor of English being the official language of the United States. And yet, if you go to the president's webpage, whitehouse.gov, you'll find that most of his major speeches are available in both English and in Spanish. How can it be both ways? You can't have it both ways. The president says he's in favor of guarding the border, and so he's put National Guard troops down there, but they are not armed. They can't apprehend anybody trying to come across. It's all showbiz, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a much larger agenda, and to discuss that, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's always an honor to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story from there and tell us what's going on?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, I've just finished writing with Jim Gilchrist this book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. Jim Gilchrist is the founder of the Minuteman Project. And the borders are not being secured by President Bush because, Dr. Stan, there's a plan in the administration to keep the borders wide open. As we wrote this book, we kept asking Jim Gilchrist and I why President Bush would leave our borders open if we have a war against terror. The war on terror, you know, is to prevent a terrorist attack in the United States. Yet we know that across the border with Mexico, Hezbollah agents, the same Hezbollah that has been fighting against Israel and Lebanon, Hezbollah's agents have entered from Lebanon. They bribed their way, Dr. Stan, from Mexican consular officials in Beirut. They came across the border with Mexico and they set up shop in Dearborn, Michigan. And from there, in Michigan, they were sending money back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And it made no sense whatsoever that we could have a war on terror knowing, because these Hezbollah agents are in federal prison right now. They were prosecuted for sending money back to terrorists in Lebanon. How can we have a war on terror if we don't secure our border? And what we found in writing the book Minutemen is that there was an agreement in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005, President Bush, Vincente Fox, and Canada's Prime Minister Paul Martin to create the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which in reality is little more than a press release, yet it has acted to be a new status of legal and relations between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And all indications are that this is President Bush's plan towards building the North American Union. And the agreement evidently was already made in Waco, Texas. We won't secure the border with Mexico or Canada because we're going to erase those borders on the way to expanding NAFTA from a free trade organization into a regional government like the European Union evolved from the initial European common market in Europe. And that's a frightening thing to contemplate, but the evidence, Dr. Stan, is all over. In fact, that's the path the Bush administration is solidly on.
And, you know, the thing is that this has not been agreed to by Congress. Certainly, everything has been done to conceal the truth from the American people. And you've even talked to some congressmen, or at least their staff, and they had no idea what was going on. Is that true?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. I spent time with personally with Representative Steve King in Iowa and his staff, and Senator King and I personally sat down at Senator King's computer in Washington, in his House office building. We looked at these sites like spp.gov, sampeterpeter.gov, which is the Security and Prosperity Partnership.gov, within the Department of Commerce. And I showed Representative King the 20 working groups that are there described that are doing everything from e-commerce through steel policy, energy policy, airline policy, travel, trade, you know, trusted trader, trusted traveler programs with Mexico and Canada. And these executive branch working groups are creating new trilateral memorandum of understandings and agreements with Mexico and Canada that really ought to be the subject of treaties. They should be submitted to Congress for ratification by the Senate, and none of this is happening. Representative King and others in Congress that I've shown this to have just been astounded at how much work the executive branch has done quietly, under the wraps, through executive action so as to be below the radar, and done so the administration can deny that what's in plain sight is true. The administration says, we're just trying to get better economic relationships with Mexico and Canada. Well, if that's the case, why not bring it to Congress? Why have all of this be done so secretly and so quietly and denied every time anybody takes a look at it?
Well, I think the thing is that the average American does not want to give up our sovereignty, our guarantees of trial by jury and habeas corpus, and the things that we have, and trade them for the legal system that they have in Canada and in Mexico. And so they can't let the American people know. In fact, in many respects, Congress is simply... there is simply a front to give us the idea we have a representative government, whereas it would almost appear that we almost have a regal form of government originated with the executive branch of government, and they do whatever they want to, and of course, certainly they're being covered by the majority of the media, just a few people like you out there, but you're already having an impact through your articles in WorldNet Daily and Human Events and elsewhere, awakening people to what's going on now. Certainly, a lot of the people in the public are beginning to hear about this, aren't they?
Yes, there are issues coming forward. I've been writing about the NAFTA superhighway, which is a 4 football fields wide new highway that's been planned to go from Laredo, Texas, right up through Oklahoma City, Kansas City, to Duluth, and all up into Canada. It's going to be built parallel to Interstate 35. And the first section of it, the Trans-Texas Corridor, is going to be built next year. Now, when I first started writing about this, Dr. Stan, everybody was saying, oh, no, that's just a new highway. It doesn't mean that we're going to unite Mexico and Canada and another, world trade zone here. But as it's developed, and increasingly with the upcoming November elections, Governor Perry got himself into a huge fight. People who see this.
You hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Drew, of course.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he was telling us about what was that? Was it Perry?
Yes, Governor Perry in Texas, who is running for re-election, and he has been supporting this NAFTA superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. You can see it on KeepTexasMoving.com. It's KeepTexasMoving.com. The plan is to build this 4 football field wide superhighway. It's going to go from Laredo, Texas, right up through Dallas to the border of Texas with Oklahoma, headed towards Oklahoma City. And the highway is going to rip up, it's going to displace some over, they're going to build some 4,000 miles of these highways over the next 50 years, if you can believe it, Dr. Stan, in Texas. It's going to displace through eminent domain over 1 million Texans and use up over almost 600,000 acres of Texas land. And the goal is to connect Mexico through Laredo, Texas. So all these container ships with, you know, goods from China, cheap goods made by slave labor in China, with tanker ships, ships containing maybe 8,000 containers, takes 3 days to unload them. They're going to bring those in through Mexican ports like Laredo Cardenas, where they do not have to use longshoremen or pay the wages of Teamsters or the United Transportation Workers. The goods will come into the United States through Mexican trucks and Mexican trains. They'll come in through Laredo, Texas, and pour up into the NAFTA superhighway in Texas heading towards Kansas City.
And that way we can bypass the longshoremen on the East Coast and West Coast, the Teamsters, and simply eliminate those union employees.
That's right. The whole plan is to eliminate the unions, to undercut the transportation costs of the Chinese goods, so that Walmart, which now can produce these goods by slave labor cheaper in China than they could with even the maquiladoras, the sweatshop factories that set up on NAFTA on the across our southern border with Mexico in the 90s, the maquiladoras are now down to half of what they were because that labor has gone to China, where there's actually slave camps and slave labor making the goods. And so now the Walmart internationalists, wanting only profit, having no concern that they're using slave labor to make these goods, want them to come in on a NAFTA superhighway that is being built at taxpayer expense. It'll be built right through the heart of from Mexico, right up in to Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor. And this could defeat Governor Perry. He's now got a lead. There's a four-candidate race, and the race is going to be divided. Perry has had a 35% lead, but I see some of the other candidates gaining, and what they're gaining on is opposition to the Trans-Texas Corridor. And the Department of Transportation in Texas held a series of meetings this summer all through the state on where the route was going to go for this TTC corridor, and residents of Texas came out in mass and protested the highway being built.
You know, it's so interesting that throughout the rest of the country, other than your writings, we're just not hearing about that. This is being blocked out by the controlled media, who don't really want the average American to understand that our leaders are dedicated globalists with no loyalty to America. They're traitors to our country, and they would destroy our borders, our sovereignty, are basically the foundations of our Constitution, and merge us into this world government. So I'm so happy that at least in Texas, the information is getting out, and the people are up in arms about it.
It is, Dr. Stan, in Texas, I think going to become a major controversy over the next 2 months building to the election. In fact, you'll see increasingly articles in the paper. I just surveyed a whole bunch of them this morning. I'm going to start writing again about the Texas controversy in Human Events Online and on WorldNet Daily, because it's the first real controversy over this globalist plan to create a North American Union. The goal will be to build these corridors, these NAFTA superhighway corridors, throughout the United States. And pouring into the United States through Mexico, Mexican ports, and a lot of different routes, both, you know, east and west, will come these Chinese goods. And the ports in Mexico are going to be operated by Hutchinson Whampoa, which, as you know, Dr. Stan, is a communist Chinese firm. So the entry into the continental United States through these Mexican ports Just like we had the Dubai controversy when Dubai was going to buy P&O, the British firm that manages U.S. ports. Well, now we're going to have Hutchinson Whampoa managing these ports in Mexico that are the entry port into the United States for the goods from communist China. And you're going to see Los Angeles and Long Beach go down to secondary importance because about 60% of the goods that land from China at Long Beach and Los Angeles have to be trucked to the middle and eastern seaboard, middle of the country and eastern seaboard, by Teamsters across the Rocky Mountains and the Great American West, and that's just too expensive when the Walmart globalist can bring these goods in through Mexico and use Mexican trucks and Mexican labor for transportation.
Now, my understanding is that this highway is going to be a tollway, some sort of a charge. There's going to be charges for using it, and it's being built by a foreign company?
That's right. Cintra, which is a company in Spain, which is ultimately Juan Carlos, the ruling family of Spain, who owns Cintra. Cintra is going to put up the money to build the superhighway in Texas. Cintra then will operate this for 99 years, and will have the tolls from this highway in Texas going to Spain.
And, of course, they're going to take a lot of that land by eminent domain, for the benefit of the royal house of Spain.
That's right.
That's not like what it's about.
That's right. The royal house of Spain is the royal family is going to benefit from probably a million people in Texas losing their homes, this land ripped up, and with, you know, 4 football fields wide of highway coming across in a stretch, you're going to destroy farmland, you're going to destroy communities all throughout Texas. It's going to be hard to cross this road at all. It's going to be like a barrier dividing strip right in the heart of Texas. And the benefits of this will go to Red China for more slave labor goods produced to be sold in Walmart. It'll go to the Mexican transportation, displacing the Teamsters, displacing the longshoremen, and ultimately I think the Mexican trains will be allowed to operate in the United States as well. Then you've got the benefit going away again from the middle class of the United States because we'll lose manufacturing jobs, we'll lose transportation jobs, and yet with wide open borders, all this is being regulated now by SPP.gov. SPP.gov is going to let those trucks come across the border with Sentry, S-E-N-T-R-I, Sentry Electronic Systems. They'll be trusted traders, and they'll be passed through the border like an easy pass on a toll road today. Just electronically checked. It'll take about 10 seconds to go across the border. No truck will be looked into. And we're just going to ignore the fact that the Mexican drug cartels have been buying trucking firms as a way to launder cash. And we won't look into those trucks, see if they contain marijuana, because, of course, they'll be from a trusted trader Mexican trucking firm that's on the list to let their trucks come in unopened. And that's what our government, the Bush administration, I'm shocked to say, is allowing to happen in SPP.gov.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. It was just the end of last week, I think Friday, when the head of the Federal Reserve System, Mr. Bernanke, gave a speech in which he talked about the benefits of globalism, and how American policy was helping people all throughout the world raise their living standards. And he talked in glowing terms about globalism, the threat of any sort of restrictions on tariffs and trade. You know, have we had to emphasize globalism? Not one word about benefiting America. All about benefiting people in living in other countries throughout the world. So you have to begin to wonder where the loyalty of people like Mr. Bernanke and Governor Perry and so many of the others really is. And of course, when you understand that George Bush and his opponent in the last election, Senator John Kerry, they're all globalists. Their loyalty is not to the United States. And we ought to call them what they are.
Well,
they are traitors.
I've been writing extensively. We started, Jim Gilchrist and I, with Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We laid out there the case that our borders were wide open, and the reason was this security and prosperity partnership. We also now have been writing extensively, Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily, about the Council on Foreign Relations. Council on Foreign Relations has laid out the blueprint for SPP.gov in a document that was called Creating a North American Community. And the architect, the vice chairman of that task force, is Robert Pastor. Now, I've written about Robert Pastor extensively. He's a professor at American University. He started out his career working with a communist institute, the Institute for Policy Studies. He ended up in the National Security Council under President Carter, where Robert Pastor first was on the Linowitz Committee, and then as NSC, the Linowitz Committee was committed to giving the Panama Canal back to Panama. That became Robert Pastor's major purpose in the Carter administration, which he achieved. In fact, Jesse Helms was so angry at Robert Pastor that he refused to allow Pastor to be nominated on the floor of the Senate. He refused to let the nomination be heard when Bill Clinton nominated Pastor to be ambassador to Panama. Now, right now, today, Panama Canal is operated at both ends by Hutchinson Whampoa, again, the Red Chinese firm. And Robert Pastor has emerged again at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's writing the blueprint for SPP.gov, and I'm calling him the father of the North American Union, because Pastor has called for SPP.gov to be the second stage. NAFTA is the first stage. Second stage is the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And the third stage is the North American Union. And Pastor's even described that together with a new currency, the Amero, the A-M-E-R-O, which will replace the dollar. And it appears that President Bush is on Robert Pastor's communist plan.
And it's so difficult for people to understand that this is all planned, it is coordinated. It's coordinated through the media because members of the Council on Foreign Relations control most of the media here. It is regulated through government because so many of the people in key positions in the executive branch and the legislative branch actually come from this organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is truly a front for a secret society, Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. Anybody who doubts that needs to read that wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. And when you read that, you begin to understand this is the culmination of this age-old plan for a new world order and a new world religion. Well, Jerome, what can the average individual who hears these stories, what can they do about this move towards the destruction of our sovereignty, towards SPP, towards the building of this highway up the center of America that will really divide our country? But more than that, it is simply a vehicle of flooding us with more and more cheaper goods and destroying more of our manufacturing jobs and eventually destroying the middle class of this country.
Well, first of all, Dr. Sand, I think people have to read. They have to take a look at the, you know, the books and articles that we've been writing that are out there. Take a look at Minutemen. Take a look at the articles I've been writing in Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily. Then they've got to communicate with their congressman. They've got to say, we want an investigation of SPP.gov. If the people, like in Texas, coming to these hearings, are demanding that this Trans-Texas Corridor be stopped, there is an opportunity at the elections to make some dramatic changes. I think that the powers that be are going to be in for a rude awakening this November when so many incumbents are voted out. Like the people of the United States are being angry. Nobody's listening to them. The profits from Walmart are going to China. And the Chinese are not improving China with this increased trade. It's being done in slave labor, true slave labor, political concentration camps, or in virtual slave labor, where people are paid such minimum wages, they become virtually captive servants of the companies they work for. They have to live in dormitories, they pay for their food, they never get out, they never make any money, they're slaves to that company. And, you know, international trade for goods that are manufactured by abusing human labor and reducing it to zero value is not going to be an economic formula to improve the world. All it will do is enrich a very wealthy class to the detriment of the people as a whole.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi here at the American Freedom Network.
everything new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price refers to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon and get a noticeable increase in power and performance at the same time reducing emissions drastically for your vehicle by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to an emissions specialist, 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry, this Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show, but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760 to know your solution. That's 1-866-577-9760.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Before we go on, I'd like you to get out your website, and I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your new book called The Minutemen.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, is available. You can see it on Amazon.com. It's available on Barnes & Noble stores. You can also take a look at MinutemanProject.com, MinutemanProject.com. That's the website, Jim Gilchrist's website for the Minuteman Project. And you'll see the book Minutemen available there as well. Either one of those sources there or Amazon.com are good sources to order Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders.
All right, very good. Well, now, certainly, is there any legislation pending at all? Is anybody in Congress, going to suggest investigations of what's going on? Is anybody in Congress going to stand up against the globalists and their effort to destroy the sovereignty of our country? Or are they simply going to go along because that's how you get the most donations from the people in the Council on Foreign Relations and the corporations and banking and financial interests they control?
We're going to try this fall, Dr. Stan, to try to get congressmen to begin an investigation. I think it'll have to wait now until after the November elections. I doubt if Congress will do much of anything in the time remaining before, while they're coming back from recess. They'll adjourn again, I'm sure, at the end of September in order to prepare for the elections. The push they will make with the new Congress, with the 110th Congress, is to get a group of congressmen. Tom Tancredo has been very supportive. Steve King has been very supportive. There's a number of congressmen who are increasingly writing and asking for information to be disclosed on spp.gov. I've also had a Freedom of Information Act request, getting the first documents under that. And I can tell you from the first documents I'm getting from the Department of Commerce, the U.S. of America is erased in these documents. Everything is North American this, North American that. And we do have new regulations going into effect on all kinds of areas. E-commerce, steel policy, textiles, energy policy, trusted traders, trusted travelers, biometric cards. You name it, Dr. Stan. There's working groups in the U.S. government working with cabinet-level groups in Mexico and Canada that are creating new regulations. And as I release this information in the fall, we may even write another book on this, but we're going to have to press for congressional investigations. I don't intend to stop until I get this information fully in front of the American people.
And, of course, while our American boys are over in Afghanistan and in Iraq supposedly fighting for our freedom, we are losing our sovereignty here at home. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Corsi, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. Give us a call. Maybe you think that what's happening is really great. Maybe you think it'll be wonderful when we raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasant. But this is their ultimate plan. And if you haven't read Mr. Bernanke's address, the head of the Fed, Federal Reserve Bank, his remarks last Friday when he talks in glowing terms how wonderful globalism is and how it's helping people all throughout the world and raising living standards, and we must persist in this globalism, and we must not turn away from globalism, and not one word about how the Fed policies are helping the people in the United States. It's all about the rest of the world, because that's where their loyalty is. And until people understand what's really going on, the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations has always been the destruction of sovereignty and the establishment of a world government. And if you don't understand what this organization is, and the fact that it is frankly subversive, you better do some research, and we have a great deal of material through my ministry, which will give you the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, including the book written by Bill Clinton's mentor. And we have another little book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, came out in the early 70s, that really lets you understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice, because they select both presidential candidates. It's time you understand that their goal is the destruction of the heritage of this once great nation. Well, Dr. Corsi, certainly, you know, we see the effectiveness of what you've done. Are there other organizations out there getting the information out?
Well, Phyllis Schlafly has been writing about this extensively as well. In fact, Phyllis started writing about SPP.gov and the North American Union before I did. I think her Eagle Forum is going to be continuing to press ahead to make sure this issue comes in front of the American people. And I commend Phyllis on her efforts. There are several. Your great program, Dr. Stan, has brought this information forward and led the charge on it. Others are joining. I think it's a matter of constantly going to the facts and the details. Everything I've written, I've linked to articles that are government websites. When I write about the Trans-Texas Corridor, I link to the Texas Department of Transportation. I link to the governor's office. I show you the documents so that people can see that what we're writing is factually based and is not made up. This is not, you know, it is no conspiracy theory, because it's being done in plain view right on government websites. It's just that the politicians deny what they're doing. I mean, it reminds me, you know, of the surrealistic art that occurred in the 1930s, where people drew a picture of a smoking pipe and they said, this is not a pipe. You know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Well, right now what we have going on is our borders are wide open with both Mexico and Canada, and they're open for a purpose. If you read Minutemen, you're going to see that we've got thousands of other than Mexicans every year, Middle Easterners coming into the United States that we don't know who they are, why they're coming in, except that we've already prosecuted and convicted some terrorists from Hezbollah. There's Hezbollah sleeper cells that come into the United States, across our border with Mexico, and there are. That's a disgrace and one that ought to be laid at President Bush's doorstep. There are drugs coming in across that border. We have a virtual drug war going on in Mexico that is spilling over into the United States, billions of dollars of drugs. This tattooed gang from El Salvador, MS-13, the FBI told us when we wrote Minutemen, is in 3,000 American communities all across the United States and out of control. Now, these are problems that the Bush administration has allowed to happen because of a refusal to secure our border with Mexico. It's not just people coming here looking for jobs. It's Mexico's uneducated underclass that Vicente Fox is saying, go north, so Mexico does not have to solve its own problems, and the middle class in the United States is going to be the chump who's going to end up having to pay for this out of our tax dollars when the uneducated Mexicans coming here need health care, need their children taken care of and educated, need food stamps and welfare, driver's license, and you name it. The American middle class is going to suffer while this uneducated underclass from Mexico comes and competes for all the unskilled and union jobs that otherwise would be held by Americans.
Well, hang on that. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about the SBT and the Trans-American Highway.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Dr. Jerome Corsi, and are they really doing any good down there? What do you hear from Jim Gilchrist and the Minutemen about what's going on in the border? You know, have the National Guard down there really stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants?
Dr. Stan, the National Guard were sent down to the border by President Bush as a public relations stunt, nothing more. They're not visible on the border. They're not trained or prepared for this mission. They're not given any instructions which could permit them to act or be effective. It's just a waste of time to have the National Guard on the border the way President Bush sent them, and President Bush knows it. Others just a transparent attempt to manipulate the public. I've been on the border recently with Jim Gilchrist. We're going back. We're going to have an Operation Sovereignty. You can see it on MinutemanProject.com. We're going to be on the Laredo border, Texas border, starting on 9/11. We're going to stay on the border until Election Day. That's again to bring home to the American people the desperate need we have to secure that border. Laredo, Texas is a key point. This is where the new Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, is going to originate in the United States parallel to Interstate 35. A drug war is spilling across from Laredo, from Nuevo Laredo, right across into Laredo, Texas, across the border, killing newsmen, killing U.S. law enforcement officials. There's billions of drugs coming into the United States. I think the drugs are probably becoming quickly Mexico's largest business. And with that many billions involved in drugs, there's a lot of money to go around in political graft and paying people off to make sure the border is never secure, Dr. Stan. And that's happening. The drug war is a sickness, and it's going to destroy, again, America's middle class. These drugs are brought in and distributed by MS-13 in communities as the gang, the El Salvadorian tattooed gang. These Mexican gangs and El Salvadorian gangs have no interest in assimilating into America. They're here to exploit America. They're here to, be Mexican citizens. The Mexicans in the United States were able to vote in Mexico's last presidential election. Mexicans in the United States marched under Mexican flags. This is not assimilation into the United States. This is Mexico having an invasion into the United States, sending across its impoverished masses into America. And the Minutemen are going to be active again this fall in Laredo, Texas, trying to bring this issue to the American public attention. And I'm going to be down on the border with Jim Gilchrist. I think we'll write a second book after Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. We're going to write another book on the loss of our sovereignty with SPP.gov and the coming North American Union. The plan actually to keep our borders wide open and to actually have a situation where America is invaded by another country, Mexico, with Vincente Fox saying to his impoverished masses, go north. The maquiladoras, you're too expensive for the globalists at Walmart. They'd rather use the labor right now from Red China. So just go north and let the American middle class take care of you with America's welfare programs. That's what's happening. It's a tragedy for the United States of America.
And, in many communities, why, the police aren't even allowed to arrest illegal immigrants or to try to turn them over to the INS. I mean, every barrier is put in the way to enforce our laws, and everything is done to actively encourage people to come to this country. They don't call them immigrants or illegal immigrants anymore. They call them migrants. The use of these terms there. These are simply migrants coming here looking for a better life, and they are looking for a better life. But this will also eventually bankrupt the United States, and that is just exactly what our leaders want. That's how you're going to impoverish the American people, destroy the value of their pensions, their savings. We're dealing with evil, wicked people. We're moving towards a two-class society, a small group of very wealthy, and a great mass of impoverished, exactly as they have in Mexico today. And where is the outcry from the American people? Where is the outcry from our elected leaders? And, of course, it's deafening and it's silent. So, Jerome, I certainly appreciate everything you and Jim are doing. Jim must be doing everything right, though, because he's certainly getting attacked by all of the media now, and they're doing everything they can to undermine him and suggest he's stealing all this money from the Minutemen, and an organized plan of demonizing anybody who has the courage to stand up in a time like this.
Well, there's no question that the attacks from the media are going to intensify against the Minutemen. The Minutemen are a threat to George Bush. That's why he called the Minutemen vigilantes. The administration does not want this book read, Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. They don't want it read. They want it out of people's hands. They'd like to suppress it and have it fail. The reason being, we tell too much truth. We're exposing the administration for not enforcing our laws, not enforcing our immigration laws. Companies across the United States are violating the 1986 Act by employing illegal immigrants. They know it. The administration knows it. We document that the IRS knows it, yet these laws are not being enforced.
I think it's the most amazing thing is the IRS actually knows where a lot of these illegal people are because they're using false Social Security cards, and they're even setting up funds for the people who are using the false Social Security cards so later on they can be paid a pension even though they've come here illegally, they've violated our laws. How could that possibly be?
Well, we document in the book, Minutemen, that there's over, you know, a million people just filing Social Security, all nines as their Social Security number, or all zeros. There's $10 billion paid out a year by the IRS to illegal immigrants who file false returns. They're able to get a taxpayer ID number. They file under that. Then they file for a refund, and our government sends out refunds, not even knowing if they can validate that the original payments were made or the original income earned as stated. They still pay out, IRS still pays out $10 billion in refunds to illegal immigrants. With these kinds of abuses going on, and the Bush administration making no attempt to solve these problems or to get our laws enforced, it's clear the Bush administration wants illegal immigration. It's the only conclusion a rational person can come to. Otherwise, the borders would be secured and this problem would be stopped. It's just completely absurd for the president to say it's too long a border and too hard a problem to deal with. We can fight a war in Iraq if we can have the kinds of, you know, programs we've had around the world, foreign aid. We can secure our own border.
We certainly can. Dr. Corsi, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. Bye-bye and God bless.
Always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Corsi this morning. We do have a fair amount of great information on the immigration issue. We have a 4-tape set on immigration. We carry a book entitled Importing Revolution. It goes into the whole immigration movement and how it is funded by the Ford Foundation. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Ford Foundation, established by Henry Ford, has been financing communism and socialism and revolutionary organizations ever since the Ford Foundation was founded. And this book, Importing Revolution, is an important addition to your library. You need to read it. It's relatively easy to read. written by a gentleman who's worked in Washington, D.C. for many years, is well acquainted with the subversive activities of the Ford Foundation. Then you need to get a book we have kept in print for many years, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written in the late 1950s based upon the only congressional investigation ever allowed of the great tax-exempt foundations. And you can get the book, and if you request it, you can get the Foundation Special with at no extra charge. You get a copy of my interview with Norman Dodd, who was the Director of Research for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations in 53 and 54. And you'll hear him talking, pardon me, his discussion of his conversation with Rowan Gaither, the head of the Ford Foundation, and why the Ford Foundation is doing what it's doing to destroy America. So you can get the Foundation book, or you can get the Foundation Special, and that's just to throw in a copy of the interview I have with Norman Dodd. And then, of course, if you want to get the Tragedy and Hope Special, you get not only Professor Quigley's book, but you get Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and you could have either the interview with Professor Quigley or the interview with Norman Dodd. Or you could get the interviews by themselves in the Secret Government 4-tape set. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a secret government. Five of our last 12 presidents have been members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly today Vice President Dick Cheney represents their interests, the CFR, and the Trilateral Commission's interests, not those of the American people. And believe me, George Bush does not run America. It is being run by Dick Cheney. George Bush reads his speeches very well, but you know what happens when he doesn't have a speech written for him. Well, the information we have, and then, of course, we have a DVD on the conquest of Aztlan, excellent material, are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We carry a book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. That's Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, if you'd like to get one of our newsletters, we have an excellent newsletter on immigration. It's, I believe, the main newsletter, but you can just call in and ask for the newsletter on immigration. We'll send you a copy free of charge. Or you can go up on our website at radioliberty.com, and I believe it's the main newsletter. That's the main newsletter. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And get some of our material, or go to our website. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet 3 or 4 hours a day. We want you to get the information, and then we want you to help us get it out. We owe it to those boys who are fighting overseas, not for freedom. They're being used as a diversion, just as Vietnam was. And as American boys go overseas to fight for freedom, we lose freedom here at home. So until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.